It's the hour of Roundtable with myself, Ryan Price, Lai Ming, and Liu Min in the studio. Hi ho, hi ho, it's off to work we go. It's okay, I got it. But if, you know, hopefully you guys know what that song's from. First of all, it's a pretty accurate song describing many people's experience today. Ooh! It's also a song from Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. You got the dwarves, they have different names, like Grumpy. So there's a lot of people out there that are probably Grumpies today.
Yeah.
But let's turn those Grumpies into another name, Happies. Okay? And how do we do that? How do we beat the post-holiday blues?
My trick is to find a job that you enjoy doing,
and then if we don't have that on?
And then, and then probably set an alarm one day before you have to go to work.
I mean, you got to have more than that. Liu Min, what else? What do we got here?
Well, okay, my motivation to come to work today is because I can meet you two, the lovely, cute gentlemen who can be on the show with me.
Liu Min wins.
Yes, you win.
You know, but during this long holiday, which is not long enough for me, of course.
Apparently, it's not long for me either.
I didn't have enough sleep because I was having fun with my friends and family members. And I ate a lot, put on some weight.
That's okay. That's okay.
We can't tell.
Yeah. And I just cannot get myself out of the mood or atmosphere where I can continue to grab Hongbao, the red envelopes.
Oh, yes.
The enjoyable moments, all kinds of things. That's why when I prepared this show, before this show, I was still like having those distractions. My mind is going away constantly.
You're imagining red packets running in front of you.
Exactly.
And you have to grab
after the show, we're just going to have a team hug. Okay, we'll get through this. Okay. Everybody, hey, solidarity. Roundtable's also giving you guys a hug.
Yes, indeed.
Lai Ming's right. You should always go for the job you love so that it's easy to go to work. But I'll tell you what, even after a vacation, you know, there's nothing that beats the bed, even the job you love. Sometimes sleeping in and eating delicious food. I mean, even the dream job, unless that's your job of sleeping in bed and eating delicious food, in which case, let me know where to apply. That sounds great. But guys, a lot of people are having the post-holiday blues. Lai Ming, what else can you offer in the way of helping our Roundtable listeners?
Well, a lot of people have the symptom of, well, this lack of appetite, because we usually enjoy great food during the holiday, like eating too many oily dishes, like those dongpo rou, or those zhouzi. I'm not going to translate them for you. So many people will intake too much fat, sugar, and salt, which gives a heavy burden to their stomach. So maybe for people like those who enjoy good food, well, a good trick is to start having something light a few days before the holiday. Well, exactly how many days before the holiday? I mean, 7 days is too short to have a few days in between.
Yeah.
Yeah. Indeed.
Yeah, I mean, what else we got?
Well, also, you see, like I said, I have a lack of energy now, and I it's difficult for me to concentrate on work on the first 2 days, I guess, but I will recover very quickly. Mm-hmm. And also, people would have insufficient sleep sometimes, and also for those single people who go back to hometown.
Yeah.
Of course, there's relatives, so they would nag about, you got married, you got a boyfriend, you got a girlfriend. Oh,
yikes.
Did you get a promotion? Did you get the salary raise? Oh,
leave me alone,
Mom. All kinds of nagging.
In that case, they should be looking forward to you start working.
One thing is they have to cope with those situations, they are really exhausted.
Indeed.
Comparing with staying with their own family or coming back to work, they probably would find, you know, the on the way to go back to work, the train, the traffic, the construction, everything is a kind of big lesson for them to go through a difficult time.
Guys, you know, holidays happen once a year. Go hard, go home. Both of those things, normally it's go hard or go home. But for this holiday, go hard, go home, eat, enjoy your family as much as possible, have quality time. But when you get back, make sure you hydrate and make sure you set goals for yourself so that you get back on the track of, you know, the person you want to be after the new year. That's important. Also, I heard keeping hydrated, drinking lots of water, these kind of things can really help you bounce back
unless
quick.
You are stuck in traffic.
Yes, maybe. But this brings us to the end of today's roundtable. Thank you so much for your company. You can join our discussion on WeChat. We are Easy FM Roundtable. Or leave us your thoughts on Sina Weibo. That's Qingsong Taopin Roundtable. For our podcast listeners, Roundtable, Yuan Zhou Hui Yi. That's it for today, folks. Enjoy the rest of your day. You can do this.